All right, today I want to talk about how most people are wasting their time by reading the Bible. And that's because most people are unsaved. You see, the Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. So what that's saying is only a saved Christian can actually understand the Bible. So when you read the Bible when you're unsaved, it's like reading with a blindfold on. You're not going to learn anything. And in fact, you'll probably pick up a lot of false doctrines instead of the real ones. So the first step you need to do before you want to read your Bible is to get saved. And of course, that's the first step before you do anything. It's the most important thing in life. But in order to get saved, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you can't get your faith through reading. It says you can only get it through hearing. And what that means is that you have to be preached to from another saved Christian. Just like humans reproduce and create humans, dogs create other dogs, cats create other cats. Well, only saved Christians can create another saved Christian. You can't just create one on your own just from reading a book. The other thing is that a lot of unsaved people are most likely going to be reading the wrong Bible version. You see, if you go to a church that preaches another gospel, most likely they're going to be using another Bible, like an NIV or something. And there's no power in that. That's not God's Word. God's Word in the English language is the King James Bible. So, first you got to get saved, then you got to get baptized, and then you got to go pick up a King James Bible and start reading it. And only then will you actually understand it, because you'll have the Holy Ghost inside of you who will teach you.